Log Talk Radio.
Ha ha ha!
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. I love that song. I love to play it. I love to experience the peace that I have. Amen. In reference, amen, to the music, amen, and the words. Praise God. And the young man that's singing it, he's singing the English version of Jerusalem. And he's always saying he will always sing for Jerusalem. Amen. I just praise God tonight. Tonight, amen, this is our prelude. Amen. And I now leave behind 10 days, amen, of prayer for Israel, the Jewish nation. You know, I love God, amen, and I love his people. And not only did I pray for them, but I prayed for the Christians as well as those that need salvation, because we're nearing the end. I gave you the reasons on the onset of what God had told me about praying for Jerusalem. Amen. And he told me to literally walk in obedience, because obedience is better than sacrifice. And there are a lot of us, amen, that need to stand in the gap, not only for Jerusalem, but for every race, nation, creed, and color, for what's getting ready to come on the earth. And so, amen, praise God. This is Pastor Barbara Burris, amen. And I always want to let you know, thank you for your support. Thank you for your time. Amen. And my love is extended out to you all. Amen. Praise God. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his root. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him quick of understanding, amen, in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ear, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove the with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And the righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness shall gird of his reins. Amen. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little children shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together. The lion shall, amen, eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child shall play in the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day, that the Lord shall set his hand against the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt, and from Patros and from Cush, amen, and from Elam and from Shur. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And from Shinar, excuse me, and from Hamath, and from the island of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. My God. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west, and they shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hands upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptians, amen, see, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seventh stream, and make men go over dry shod, amen. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the days that he came up out of the land of Egypt. Saints, God is gathering his people from every nation, and they're coming into Jerusalem and the various parts of the land. And they're coming, amen, and the land, amen, it's a small portion, amen. It's not a big portion of land. But the enemy want to try to come in and cause harm, amen, to God's people in reference to the land and in reference to them being God's people. They hate the Jews. We love God's people, amen, but they hate the Jews. So we as the body of Christ, amen, need to stand firm, amen, and strong, amen, in reference to a prayer vigil and a prayer, amen, watch, amen, over Jerusalem. We are God's eyes, we are his hand, we are his feet, and we are his intercessors. Amen. And so as we close, amen, this portion, this segment, amen, of intercessory prayer for Israel, amen, and other nations, this thing I want to leave with you. I wouldn't want to be where I didn't have love or care or do anything for God's people, be it the Jewish nation or any other nation. All I want to do is to be able to tap in and tear down Satan and his satanic kingdom. He has a kingdom. He has a dark world. Principalities and their powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, amen. Well, he goes in and out, amen, and do everything that he can to destroy the will of God. He don't care who he hurt. He's merciless. And the Jews are his number one target. And the Gentiles, those that follow Christ, amen, are his number one targets as well, because they are the ones that are chosen to, amen, assist the Jews. And so anybody that tries to, amen, help the Jewish nation, you're going to get some attacks, amen, and it's not going to feel pleasant. But I made up in my mind I was going to do what God said do. Praise God. I want you to listen to this. Every stronghold right now. And Lord God, saturate our souls in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, where the enemy is trying to come in like a flood and trying to destroy God's Christians as well as the Jewish nations, we bind up that demonic oppression right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask you to move by your spirit tonight. Lord God, saturate, amen, each and one of us a soul tonight, amen, knowing that God, you have all power in your hand to bring in total deliverance. I'm praying, amen, a special prayer, amen, for Jerusalem, as well as, amen, the men and women, amen, that I talk to, and amen, I shall not oversight and I fellowship with, as well as the Christians. Now, I'm asking, Lord God, to move by your spirit, God. Every demonic attack in the name of Jesus, send your angels before them. Hallelujah. Almost shekiri bioshayam, that you might be able to tear down, amen, that stronghold. Ikeri bioshananamosayam, be it, amen, drugs, alcohol, amen, a lust, a lying, a murder, and a killing. Now, God, every spiritual and demonic attack, Lord God, we pull it down and we destroy it in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to go before, amen, ikeri bioshananamosayam, the saints in Jesus' name, Lord God, and touch right now. Now, be it their mother, my God, my God, my God. Now, God, be it the father, sister, brother. Now, God, make an ocean. Now, God, a counterattack and destroy this demon that's trying to destroy families. In Jesus' name, turn this around, my Father, in the name of Jesus. And let the devil know, amen, he don't have no power and authority, no dominion. Send the
in his soul, amen, and back to the abyss in Jesus' name, for he has nothing in him of you, God. Now, God, let the saints' mother rise up above obscurities and come out of that demonic oppression and that demonic attack, amen. Be it drug, we command the devil to go back to the abyss in Jesus' name. Pull down that stronghold. God, I love God in the name of Jesus. For you are the Lord of the breakthrough. Ain't nothing impossible for you. Let the devil know, God, you reign forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, it can't be in the place where the devil, amen, had tried to reside and where he had tried to destroy God. Now, God, send angels. Now, God, and let them minister the word in the name of Jesus. Send forth healing and deliverance to the mothers in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And let that decay be where the mind has been torn up. My God, my God, my God. Now, God, send the angels they can't be your son, not of our Messiah, to bring them back to the right frame of mind in Jesus' name. And love God for the children, love God. Keep the children and keep them strong in the name of Jesus. Love God for the fathers that they keep your son. Love God, I ask you to keep them strong as well. Now, I ask you, Lord God, to let your will be done in Jesus' name for Jerusalem. Now, God, we stand in the gap right now for Jerusalem and your people. Now, God, it can't be your son, you said a prophet cannot die out in Jerusalem. Those that are standing for you tonight, God, amen. Now, God, it can't be your son, let them understand that, God, you can do everything but fail. So, God, it can't be your son. Now, God, I'm asking to touch right now. In Jesus' name. Turn this attack around 100 degrees in Jesus' name. And let you get that the glory in Jesus' name. Listen to this. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, as you hear my prayer, amen, and I pray, amen, for the Christians, amen, as well as single prayers, as individual prayers. Father God, right now I ask you, Lord God, to destroy what the enemy is trying to put up, amen, and trying to build up, amen. Tear down those strongholds, amen, of demonic oppression in the name of Jesus, because, amen, we know, amen, the enemy comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I pray for, amen, Israel, amen, that they would be strengthened, Lord God, and you would be glorified, amen, through, amen, hallelujah, everything that they go through in life, God. And, Lord God, because you're sending them back from the north, south, east, and west, amen, and you're sending them home, Lord God, make provisions, amen, that they will have residence and they will have food, amen, and they will have clothing and shelter in the name of Jesus, and no a Hezbollah, amen, and none of, amen, the terrorists, amen, would penetrate through the spiritual walls that we have built up, amen, for these 10 days, amen, against Israel, amen, praise God, amen, because we are standing in faith knowing that God, you are, amen, our God, amen, thank you, Jesus, that have redemption, amen, amen, for the souls, amen, Father God, so we, Lord God, enter in, amen, to the secret place, and Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, don't let the enemy escape, amen, but destroy the works of the enemy, and God, we exalt you right now, amen, praise be the name of God, because
because, God, you know everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, even before it happened. But you sent watchmen, love God, amen, before Israel, that they would pray and intercede, if you shall not Messiah. Love God, amen, for Israel. So we ask you to have mercy upon your people, as well as the Jews and the Gentiles, love God, the Christians, those that trust in you, amen. And I ask you, love God, amen, to hide them up under the shadows of your wing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, where they will have refuge, even those that are sick, Lord God, that are demonic oppressed, in the name of Jesus. It seems like everywhere you turn, there's a problem on, amen, the agenda, amen, hallelujah, but God, you are a problem solver, and Lord God, amen, all the calamities that the enemy is trying to do, God, you able to tear down in Jesus' name. So I'm crying out to you, my God, the Most High God, who performed all things for me, and who performed all things for Israel and the Christian nation, and even those that don't know you, amen, because you reign on the just as well as the unjust. I'm asking, Lord God, Father God, amen, have mercy tonight in the name of Jesus upon your people. Lord God, send a lot of the angels so that they can encamp around them, hallelujah, and you get the glory. Even my two sons and my daughter-in-laws, they are precious in my sight. Would you keep them and my relatives as well in the name of Jesus, because we don't know when the enemy is coming to do any kind of harm. So God, we ask you, love God, as we pray, love God, I'm asking you, love God, to go before, amen, love God, the enemy, and stop his strategies, and you be glorified, amen, in the earth realm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As they prepare a net, amen, to stop us, Lord God, and cause us to be entrapped. You take that net and you cover over, amen, Satan and his demons, and you pull down principalities and their powers, and you make an open show of them again, Jesus, concerning Jerusalem and your people. And God, we'll be careful to give you all the honor and all the glory. Lord God, I know you hear my cry always. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are our mediator, Jesus Christ. And I'm asking, Lord God, amen, thank you, Jesus, to hide your people in a secret place from the wicked and from the rebellious works of the wicked, amen, one. And Lord God, every tongue that speak against your people, Lord God, you're able to condemn them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're looking to you, amen, towards your sanctuary, amen, up in heaven and in Jerusalem, where prayers might be sent forth, and amen, prayers might be heard, amen, and we want to thank you, Jesus, and we want to give you glory, Jesus, because you're worthy to be praised. I will bless you, Jesus, amen, while I yet live, knowing that God, amen, everyone, Lord God, that call upon your name will be saved. My Father, my God, he can't even be your shy. My soul is so satisfied tonight. And I want to thank you, my Father. Now, God, I ask you, Lord God, to save those that need saving, my Father, and bring them into the fullness of you, my Father, that you might be able to keep them from the wicked one, in the name of Jesus, and tear down every stronghold of the mind. My God, Lucifer tried to burn us up in the mind, but God, you got power to tear, amen, that stronghold down, and give us the mind of Christ, amen, that carry your shun the Messiah, because we know the enemy hate us without a cause. He don't have to have nothing to hate us, because love God, amen, he's evil, and he's vile, but I bind up and I take, amen, dominion and authority over him, and I curse his unrighteousness, and I command him to go back into the abyss, because he's a cursed thing anyway. Love God, it carry your shun the Messiah, and love God, amen, Amen. I ask you to save Zion from the uttermost and build the cities of Jerusalem once more in the name of Jesus. And let Judah stand as your lawgiver. My God, who is Jesus Christ, amen, that came out of the tribe of Judah. Nobody knew about that until the time appointed. You kept it a secret. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The enemy would have killed out, amen, a lot of people, just like he tried to do with Rachel's children, the Benjamites, amen, through Herod. But God, you kept, amen, Jesus a secret. And then you protect him, which you protect us as well, knowing that, amen, Jesus died for us. I know you're just that kind of God. And I thank you right now. And I want to give you praise, all the honor, all the glory. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I bless you tonight. I thank you tonight. There's none like you, Jesus. I praise and bless your holy name for protecting your Christian people and those that don't know you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that's coming into the fullness of you. Lord God, in Jesus' name, and I bless your name, God, and I bless the Jewish nation, and I God, love God, love God, love God, love God. This is 1 hour for Jerusalem. This is 1 hour for Israel. Hallelujah. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is Shalom. So I want to praise your name, God, and give you glory. All the honor and all the praise. Satan, you might as well take your flight because I see you fleeing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all the saints in Jesus' name, Mondole Bio Show Nobokotra Sabo say, King of King and Lord of Lord, El Shaddai, Adonai Elohim, Rose of Sharon, the Lady of the Valley, Johnny Kibio Shanabo say, and Ishai, Ebeki Shanada Shanabio Shai, you are a man, Shalom. Ain't nothing impossible for you, Jesus, and I want to thank you right now, because God gave you all power and authority and dominion, amen, in the earth realm. So I said to you tonight, Jesus, holy, 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 love God Almighty, who was and is to come. Ain't nothing impossible for you. I want to thank you, Jesus, because you are a mighty God. I want to thank you, Jesus, because all power is in your hand. I want to thank you, Jesus, because you can do everything but fail. My God, my God, my God. I want to thank you, Jesus, for the grace you extended to us. And I want to thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost, who is my paraclete. He's my friend and my best friend. There's virtually nothing impossible for you, my God. I've seen you work, amen, and heal of sickness and diseases. I'm just not saying it, but long time ago when you called me, my father, there was a little girl that had an open heart. You told me to pray for that child, and when I prayed for that child, now God, you healed that child. That child is a grown woman today, my God. That's why I know that I got a God that can do everything but fail. Whenever you tell me to pray for somebody, I want to brag on you, Jesus. You can move and you can set the captives free. So I'm praying for Jerusalem and the saints all over the land. The pattern, the strongholds, and the forces of darkness. In the name of Jesus, so that people might know that you're still in the saving business. I want to brag on you, Jesus, that people can know that you're still a God of mercy and grace. That people can know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you're going to give everybody in the world a chance to be saved. Now, it's left up to them, but I want to thank you, Jesus, because you saved me, a wretch undone. I wasn't good enough for anything. Had committed sin after sin and did everything that I was big enough. But one day you looked at my heart, my Father, and you found out, my God, that you, my God, that I love and I gave you Shanabosaya and I exalt to the highest. And Lord God, I want to thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for me and my family, Jesus. And I'm asking you, my God, to keep me, that I don't sin against you with my mouth, that I don't think evil thoughts in my heart, that I will continue to stand before you and give you the glory, because it all belongs to you, my Father God. My God, I love you, Shalom, Messiah. So I thank you, Jesus, for keeping Israel intact. You told me, man, I will always pray and not faint. And I want to praise your name even the more. In the name of Jesus, you're working it out for Israel. You're working it out for the Jewish nation. You're working it out for your saints. You're working it out for the children of God. No weapon formed against them will prosper. The God and every tongue that speak against them, shalom, you'll be able to tear down. So I praise you, Father, for the victory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I praise you, Father, hallelujah, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Now I want you to listen to this, saint, because this is, amen, a spiritual prelude, amen, for Jerusalem.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That was a spiritual prelude. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. In Psalms 122, 7 through 8, peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palace. For my brethren and my companions' sake, I will say, amen. I will now say, peace be within thee. Psalms 125, verse 5. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the works of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. Psalms 128, 1 through 6. Amen. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine, O my God, by the side of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about the table. Amen. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee, O Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days, amen, of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see the children, and peace upon Israel. Psalms 147, 12 and 14. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 12 through 14. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise God, thy God of Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of wheat. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Peace to Jerusalem. Peace to Israel. Amen. Psalms 29, 9 through 11. And the voice of the Lord maketh the hands to calf, the hinds to calf, and discovered the forest, and in his temple doeth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the floods. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Praise God. Peace to Jerusalem. Amen. Praise God. Psalm 72, 3 and 7. The mountain shall bring forth peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. He shall judge the people, amen, the poor of the people, and he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain, amen, upon the mowed grass, and shall shower, amen, that water the earth, amen, as showers that water the earth, amen, praise God. In his days shall the righteous flourish and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. I just give God glory, praise God, amen. I speak peace, and I speak peace upon Israel, amen. Praise God. For Isaiah 9 says, starting at the fourth verse, praise God. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff off his shoulder, the rod off his oppressor, and as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuse of fire. For unto us a child is born. Come on, Holy Ghost. And unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I speak peace to Jerusalem. I speak peace to the Jewish nation. I speak peace to Israel. For in the increase of his government and the peace, there shall be, amen, no end. Amen. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to honor it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts has, amen, and he will perform this. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I speak peace to the Jewish nation. I speak peace to the Christians. I speak peace to those things that are oppressing them and causing them to backslide, causing them to walk in dark areas, amen, where there is no light. Lord God, I ask you to bring us back to the fullness of the light because, amen, we're truly living in the last days. Amen. Praise God. We need you. I speak peace. I speak peace. Praise God. I speak peace. Amen. If it's someone out there that don't know the Lord, amen, and the pardoning of his sins, tonight is the night. Amen. Because we don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus is coming back. Amen. But he's coming back for a church without a spot or blemish. Saint, make yourself ready. Because there is an enemy out there. Amen. And he'll do everything he can to destroy the works of God and destroy God's people. He don't care how many he takes to hell. But you can turn your life around tonight and won't never have to worry about hell no more because God will keep your front as well as your back. Amen. I'm not going to say that it's going to be an easy life, but I'm saying for sure that salvation, amen, will remain and you will see the New Jerusalem. Years ago, I seen it. Amen. I went up on this mountain. And as I was walking up this mountain with my daughter-in-law, amen, I seen nothing but clouds. And then you couldn't see for the clouds. It was so thick until you got up the mountain. But I knew the way to God. For the Bible says, steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And as I walked up that mountain and took up that mountain, I saw Jerusalem. There was clouds surrounded at the bottom, but I could see the holy city. Amen. I could see the tall buildings. I could see, amen, the whiteness of the building. Amen. God is pure and he's holy. I love him so much. He's clean. He's righteous. Ain't going to be no more sickness there. There's not going to be any more death there. Amen. There's not going to be any more trouble. A word is that. No sadness, no sorrow. All we'll be doing is praising Father God. You won't remember the former things because they will be passed away. I give Father God the glory tonight. And I thank him for what he is doing and what he's about to do. I speak peace to Jerusalem. The Prince of Peace is Jesus Christ. Shalom.